What bracha do you make on cholent? Now, just to clarify, this is a case, we're going to make it easier, case of cholent, which has no mizonos. In other words, you've got beans, potatoes, quinoa, let's say, shal hadamas, and you have shakal, you have meat in it, you have some hot dogs in it, you could have ha'etz in it, for, I don't know, if you like ha'etz, but let's leave mizonos out. So there is no mizonos. So, alternatively, let's say, well, I mean, maybe it's none of the five grains, mizonos. What about, alternatively, another case, if you have taco meat mixed with rice, again, rice mizonos, but it's not a one of the chamisha, the five grains. And so, if that's the case, what bracha do you make on this mixture? Now, Shulchan Aruch says when rice is mixed with other food, and rice is the minority, you make the other food's bracha the majority, which is how we say that. When you have ikar b'tafel, you go after the majority. In other words, if you have a mixture of two foods, you don't know what food, what bracha to make, or you have a food which has two mixture of two items in it, which is the main one, you go based on majority. Now, what does that mean, you go based on majority? So there's three opinions in halacha. One opinion is the Shulchan Aruch Rav, who says when the two items are cooked together, you go based on the majority, regardless of whether you could see the minority is not recognizable, but when it's not cooked together, you always make two brachas. In other words, if you just mix the rice and the taco meat afterwards, after they're both separately cooked, in that case, you always make two brachas, regardless of whether you could tell, see the minority item or not. That's opinion number one. But Derech Chaim is opinion number two. He says you always go based on the majority, whether it's cooked together, whether it's not cooked together, whether you could see the minority, whether you can't see the minority, it's very easy. Derech Chaim is the easiest shita. You always go based on the majority food. A third opinion is the Chai Adam, who says you make a bracha on the majority, regardless of whether it's cooked or not, but only if the minority food is not nicker, it's not recognizable. In other words, if you have two food, let's say taco, a lot of taco meat and a little bit of rice, since the rice is recognizable in the taco meat as a separate entity, the rice would get its own bracha, and you'd be making two brachas on such a mixture. How do we pass? And the Mishnah Berurah says that we go based on the majority, even if the minority is nicker. In other words, like the Derech Chaim, a second opinion, not like the first, not like the third, because he doesn't mention anything about whether it being cooked or not. That knocks off the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and he explicitly knocks off the Chai Adam by saying it doesn't make a difference whether the minority is recognizable or not. You always make a bracha on the majority. The Shaar Tzion notes this Chai Adam, but says no, suffik bracha slacha when we paskin against him. Now that is not all good according to everyone. The Shevet Alevi says he thinks the Chai Adam is correct. Why should majority matter? Why does he? He says it's because you have one more banana than, you know, an apple in your acai bowl, you know, then why does it make a difference that, oh, now you all of a sudden you make a hadam on the entire mixture? There's 15 banana pieces and 14 apple pieces. So now all of a sudden, since one more banana piece, now you go based on the majority. He says, v'shneim nikar me'itiv, they're both recognizable. He says, v'chi b'shul sheish chaticha akas yosmi minechad, just because there's one more piece of one type, yikva, rov, negin, mash, kavanto, be'amis, v'shneim, you want both of them. Why does just one extra piece make a difference? That is what the Shevet Alevi says. He therefore says he likes the Chai Adam. When the minority is recognizable, you go, and that gets its own bracha. The pamphlet Ali B'deochus cites Reb Chaim Kanievsky in a different question, but the questioner assumes, and he says, in a kaimon shamaycho asu mitarubis beiz minim shopnei b'reitz b'reitz adama, ko echa nikr wa'atzmo, he says that exactly our case, we have a majority food and minority food, but the minority food is recognizable by itself. The questioner says, tzarech levarch beiz brachos, you need to make two brachos, and based on that, he asks Reb Chaim Kanievsky another question, not relevant for this chabura. But that assumes that the questioner, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky, by not disagreeing with the questioner, would hold that, like the Chai Adam, to which a later version of the Ali B'Dilchus, a later pamphlet, someone wrote in and said, that was unfair. The questioner tricked Reb Chaim Kanievsky by assuming like the Chai Adam. That's not how we paskin. He says, we don't paskin like the Chai Adam against the Mishnah Berurah. And so therefore, what was up with that? And therefore, he says that this questioner tricked Reb Chaim, whatever that means, and therefore, we don't really follow that guidance. We found Mishnah Berurah that you would only make a bracha on the majority, even if the minority is recognizable. Practically speaking, the Bar Halacha says if you want to follow the Chai Adam and make a separate bracha on the minority, he says he's got good advice. He says don't do that, but if you care about the Chai Adam's opinion that you would have to make a minority go after the minority food. He says, crush up the minority, so it's not recognizable, and then he knocked off the chayadim. The Yeshua's Daniel gives another suggestion. He says, simply remove the minority food, and then just make a bracha from it, remove it from the mixture. But clearly the Mishnah Berurah doesn't hold to that, because otherwise he would have given this reason. Similarly, the reverse of Ephraim gives another eitzah that the Mishnah Berurah does not bring. He says, have in mind, when you're eating the majority food, that you're not being motzi the minority food. But that's also hard to understand, because why didn't the Mishnah Berurah bring that reason? The upshot is Rabbaner says he follows the Mishnah Berurah. We don't care about the Chayadams for this point. We're not choshish for it. He says if you want to follow the Chayadam, he says at least make a bracha on the majority food, then take another food with the same bracha as the minority and eat the mixture. And he says that's the best way to get out of it. He also notes that even if a Yare Shamayim, someone who's very scrupulous, doesn't need to follow the Chayadam. And he says he didn't write in his text of it. Scrupulous people follow the Chayadam. He said, because it's not true. And if you would write that, he said, scrupulous people would have to follow the Chayadim now, based on his ruling. And he said, he asked Yashiv, he asked Scheinberg, he says, you don't have to follow this Chayadim. So if you have a majority food, a minority food, and the minority food is recognizable, you just need to make a bracha on the majority food. And again, nothing in this discussion has been talking about Mizonos. Mizonos, even if it's the minority food, which we'll talk about in a later Chabura, even if it's a minority food, you always go make a Mizonos in such a mixture.